Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you're welcome to join us and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up, we will talk about the smoking ban that is being proposed in, of course, New York City. It's either California or New York, usually where these things get started. Now, we actually know that in California, there was one city, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which one it was, a couple of years ago that banned smoking inside, like, apartment buildings or duplexes, inside homes that were connected in some way, like through an air conditioning system or something like that, or just shared a wall or whatever with another apartment. Now, in New York City, the proposal is to ban smoking from inside homes, period, as I understand it. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
You're back!
I'm back.
Oh my god, I can hear the tune out already!
We're out of business today. This is the grand finale of Free Talk Live, I'm pretty sure.
You know, welcome back, Chris. I'm glad to have you back here. And it's not like, you know, we needed to have you into the show. There are other people who've stepped up in your absence, and, you know, we've got the week covered. So I did this because I want to have you back on the show, because I enjoy having you here, and I think that you're a talented talk show host, and I think that you bring something important to the table. You bring wit, you bring intelligence, and you bring some controversy, obviously, and some people feel very, very strongly about you being on the show. In fact, some people feel strongly about you speaking at conventions and things like that. You recently lost a speaking gig at a couple of different conventions within the last 36 hours or 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, part of my routine now is when somebody talks to me about having a speaking gig, I now have to ask them, how are you going to deal with the boycott threats, right? Because they will come. There's no question about it. I am not a guy who shies away from topics. As a matter of fact, if it is suggested that I should shy away from a topic, I will do the exact opposite,
sure.
And I will go and antagonize people until my dying breath. And so when you do things like that, then people have this nasty habit of picking up the phone and sending nasty emails and making all sorts of threats.
So for our listeners who don't know, maybe you're brand new to the show tuning in tonight, Chris Cantwell, he's got a website, ChristopherCantwell.com. You can go there and read many of his writings. They're very entertaining, a lot of them. And there's even video over there as well. And in fact, you and I just had a video that was released yesterday on the Free Keen YouTube channel, which you've syndicated to your website, with you having a conversation, and I was involved as well as JP, one of the local cop block guys here in the area. It was Chalk the Police Day yesterday, and I want to talk about that a little bit before we get into the smoking ban thing. We can do that here in a little bit, but I wanted to talk about that because I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of a surprising amount of intolerance in the liberty movement for a movement that is so small and really needs all the help that it can get. There's a surprising level of people who are, they're just quick to turn their back on somebody when ultimately, yeah, okay, you've been a jerk to some people. There's no doubt about that. That's kind of your character. You're an a-hole.
Right.
In fact, that's how you used to market yourself. Though, didn't you change it to abolitionist recently?
Yes, I changed the headline of the website to abolitionist. The a-hole is still in a lot of different places,
right,
but I figured I'd change it at the top of the website just to sort of lure in unsuspecting victims. So they got through a couple of paragraphs before they realized they were talking to an a-hole.
Right. And I guess it's important to me to sort of explain what's happened here over the last couple of months, because you used to be our Wednesday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. There was something that you said online that was very offensive in some ways and could have gotten us in a little bit of trouble as a syndicated radio show, so we had to take the action of suspending you from the air.
Of course.
And I'd also like to point out that Mark Edge, the man who's normally sitting in your seat on Sunday nights, he's actually out right now. There's an awards dinner being given here in New Hampshire.
Sucker.
He's attending that. There was a night when Mark Edge actually said on the air, he used the F word more than once on the air on this radio program. In fact, he called me a, I really can't repeat what he said.
B-A-M-F.
Yeah, if you can figure that out, I think. And he was in quite a mood that particular evening. He even stormed out of the studio after calling me that. And in any other radio job, in any other syndicated or local radio job, Mark Edge would be out of a job, and there wouldn't be a second chance for Mark. Just because that's radio, and that's how it is. You know, you don't cross that line as a radio host. Not only did he cross that line, but he crossed it more than once. Because he crossed it to the point where in radio we have the dump machine, as it is called, and it builds up a delay. And when you hit the dump button, it sort of takes you back to, dumps out that portion that was spoken, and then it takes you back to live.
Right.
So he, and then it starts building the dump again once it goes back to live. But if you hit the dump button, and the person who said the F word then continues to say the F word, that's going to go on the radio.
You run out of delay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Free Talk Live listeners, if you've ever heard Ian say to a caller, whoa, you can't do that on the air, but you didn't hear a curse word, that is the dump machine working.
That's right. And if you're listening on the internet, you actually hear all, and if somebody calls and uses the F word on the air tonight, if you're listening on the internet, you'll hear it because the dump machine isn't hooked, it's hooked up sort of behind that.
Right, that's for the broadcast audience.
Yeah. So if you're listening to
save us from the fellas at the freaking FCC.
Right. Save not us. It's to save our stations.
Yes, you know,
they
yes,
won't come. They actually can't come after us. They can only come after the people that hold the licenses. And so Mark put our station's licenses in jeopardy on that particular evening. And he only had to take like a night off from the show for that. So my point being that he probably would have been fired from any other radio show. And I think it's important to be forgiving. And I think it's important to be understanding and, you know, try to have a conversation with somebody about why what they did was probably not optimal and, you know, how they could be better in the future and give somebody a second chance or a third chance or whatever. In fact, I've been accused, Chris, and it may be a correct accusation that I give too many chances.
I actually agree with that assessment. I mean, what you sort of started off this thing was that the Liberty Movement was quick to turn their backs on people. And as a matter of fact, I disagree with your assessment. I actually think that they are entirely too accepting. I think that we have a massive problem with a leftist infiltration of the libertarian movement. I think these people should be chased out in fear of their lives with the utmost of hostilities. And it's unfortunate to me that people are unwilling to do that. People just have this idea that we need to grow our numbers, and that's so desperately needed to be done. And I think that the reason, aside from my delivery methods, I think that part of the reason that so people are so hostile to me is because I am hostile to that. There has been a concerted effort to grow the numbers of the libertarian movement by going out and reaching out to leftists, to social justice warriors, to people who are absolutely not in tune with Rothbardian anarcho-capitalism by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, there's certainly plenty of conservative infiltration into the liberty movement as well, and they're bringing, you know, some less than liberty-friendly ideas to the table also. I mean, if you look at the Libertarian Party, I don't know if you've had much interaction with them, but, I mean, come on, Bob Barr, that guy's no libertarian, but yet they nominated him as their libertarian presidential candidate. The Libertarian Party presidential candidate should be as pure of a libertarian as you can get, somebody who really understands principle, you know, the principle that as a libertarian, for those that don't know, you don't support or advocate the initiation of force, aggressive force, to achieve political or social goals.
Certainly.
Bob Barr is a Republican, and in point of fact, you know, to prove it, he quit the Libertarian Party and is now back to being a Republican
again. Well, of course, and I mean, so, this problem goes back.
I think infiltration's on both sides.
Yeah, right? no question about it, and it's only going to get worse with time. As libertarians become a demographic that politicians and businesses want to cater markets and votes to, if people want to solicit donations and volunteers from us, then they will increasingly try to say, hey, I'm one of you guys, I'm one of you, I'm
right.
one of you, and they will come and they will smear the philosophical grounding of this entire thing all over the place, and it has to be stood against. It absolutely has to be stood against. Now, to the question of having conservatives come in here and try to infiltrate, I find that it's, at the very least, I would say it's less harmful, right? I would say that there's...
I don't know.
I would say that most of the conservative libertarians I know, and I will put on that list names like Tom Woods and Ron Paul, are incredibly valuable assets to this movement.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what right-wing alliances can be what libertarians can thank right-wing alliances for. You've got Ron Paul, Marie Rothbard, you've got Walter Block, you've got Tom Woods. Who do we thank for the left? I don't know, Brad Spangler. Stand by.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts as well here. And I see where you're coming from. I guess I meant turning their backs on principle libertarians.
People, yeah, that's a problem.
Understand the ideas of freedom and not being forgiving. More on the way. 855, 453. There's more coming up. We'll talk about the smoking ban as well tonight here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. We are going to discuss the proposed smoking ban in New York City. That's actually where Chris is sort of from originally, or Long Island, I guess.
Yep, I'm from Long Island.
So, yeah, you can share your thoughts with us here. And we were talking about the Liberty Movement and the difficulty that people have with, in some cases, with being forgiving towards folks. And, you know, we're neighbors, Chris. I mean, you actually used to live directly across the street. We still live here in Keene, and so I guess technically you're still a neighbor in that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like...
Fellow Keeniacs.
Yeah, I feel like I've been getting this critique of, well, Ian, you don't care about quality. All you care is about quantity of activists. As long as someone is an activist for liberty, then you'll accept any faults that that individual has. And that's certainly not true. I mean, if somebody is a rapist or a murderer or something like that, then I would not... be very accepting.
Right. We haven't had to deal with a great deal of that, thankfully.
Yeah, thank goodness. But yeah, I am pretty tolerant of folks because human beings aren't perfect people. You know, we're not perfect creatures. There are faults that people have by virtue of the fact that they're human. I mean, that's just how it is. And so can I get along with somebody despite their faults? Can we have a productive relationship as activists and friends despite whatever issues somebody might have personally? I say yes. And I think that people who are of a liberty mindset, who are coming here to New Hampshire, deserve to have second chances and tolerance shown towards them. And I don't see a lot of that being given towards you, Chris. And, you know, I guess the argument from one of your detractors would be that, well, you've earned it and you're a jerk, and so therefore people should treat you like garbage. And I feel like that wouldn't have helped you, ultimately, if I had treated you in the way that others would like me to. Right, because if I were to do what others would suggest, then I would have to shut you out of my life. Because you know, if I don't, you know, I've basically been taking a lot of S because of you, and you're a tough friend to have. But you're a very, in my opinion, loyal friend. You are a good person. I've seen, you know, that you're a good person. I believe that about you, and. I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling here. But,
you are a little bit, yeah. and it's okay, and I'm starting to blush, but yeah. But I appreciate it. And look, I am a person who, if people are good to me, I'm good to them, right? And
that's the
way I am with the world. Now, I have a certain expectation that because of my ideas and the things that I talk about, people are not going to be good to me, right? Mm-hmm. And I expect that. That's part of the game that I'm in, and I'm just completely accepting of that, right? So if people want to treat me like dirt, I'm more than happy to play that game with them.
I've had people treat me like dirt, and I've never been bad to them either. Like, they don't even... Well, because of my girlfriend or whatever, you know?
Whatever the case may be, I've said before, look, a lot of the stuff that comes against us, people will assign all sorts of different causes to it, but it's politics, right? They are against us for our politics, and for that they will treat us badly, and they will assign other blames to it. Well, of course, and within the Liberty Movement, there's a lot of disagreement with our politics, which is part of what I've been complaining about. This is what I rail about weekly on Radical Agenda.
That's
your podcast. Mostly other libertarians. Yeah, it's mostly other libertarians or purported libertarians who are anything but. It's complete nonsense what goes on in this movement. That most of the vast majority of the people that I run into who purport to be libertarians, this New Hampshire, the Free State Project, you know, whatever you want to call it, is ground zero. It's the largest libertarian political migration on planet Earth. So we're drop dead in the middle of this thing, and I am surrounded by liberals, and I'm angry about that, and I'm hostile towards these people. They are not advancing the same cause as I am, and so I treat them with hostility, and then they come after me, and I'm more than happy to treat them the same way.
So that's where you and I differ, right? I mean, I'm not hostile towards people. I want to be welcoming and understanding.
You're not hostile towards people, and they're hostile towards you anyway, and what's that tell you?
That's true. Well, some of them are. But I feel like, you know, maybe if we're, you know, you're nice to people, then they might come in your direction if you communicate with them.
And how much evidence do you need that that's not the case?
In some cases, it's not the case. We just had an issue today, actually, with a guy in the local community who's been involved with the activists, the liberty activists here in the Keene area. He's not a Free Stater. He's actually from New York as well. And he's also not a libertarian, and he was recently removed from one of the local activist groups here in town. because he has been around for a year and still supports a smoking ban, and now has announced that he's supporting Bernie Sanders and further supports a minimum wage. And, you know, these are some pretty basic concepts about liberty, like it's your body, you should be free to do with it as you choose, as far as the smoking ban is concerned. And then it's your business, you should be able to pay people as you agree with those people to pay them. I mean, that's, you know, basic economic and personal freedom issues here. So it's not that I feel like people should be rude to this individual, or that this individual should be shut out completely. It's just that they don't belong in a particular club that has a certain requirement for membership. And one of those requirements is that you understand and accept and advocate the ideas of liberty. So I don't want to shut people out completely because I don't think that helps them learn. I don't want to be hostile towards them because I don't think that helps them, you know, see value in the viewpoint that I might be promoting.
So for that particular individual, he's a guy who basically has some ideas that are at odds with what we're doing. And as
my
advocacy for him is that, you know, look, let him hang around, right? Yeah. Let him be somebody's guest. Let him learn something. You know, maybe he picks up a Rothbard book or something.
But why
at some
not
point.
Be hostile towards him? I
because
mean,
he's
he meet
not
the qualifications of
the reason I'm not is because he doesn't purport to be a libertarian, and he doesn't purport he does not purport smoking bans, Bernie Sanders and minimum wage to be libertarian issues, right?
I see what you're saying.
You're
hostile towards the people who are sort of cloaking themselves as libertarians.
The people who are trying to paint their leftist psychopathic agenda as libertarian philosophy are enemies of the human race, as far as I'm concerned, and those people I treat with the utmost of hostility. These social justice warrior fanatics who come in here and try to portray libertarianism as some egalitarian agenda are enemies of Murray Rothbard, and I will fight them to my dying breath as vigorously as I will fight against the state.
Our toll-free number is tonight 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you were suspended for a couple of, it seemed like 2 months, darn close to it, because it was well before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was like a good month before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's about been a month since then.
Something like that, yeah.
So it's been a couple of months. I felt like that's more than enough. And so welcome back. You're kind of going to be back on as maybe a fill-in guest host because we've already sort of filled your spot on Wednesdays. And I don't want to boot somebody else out and be like, oh, Cantwell's back. So you won't be heard regularly on a certain daily basis, but you're back. So welcome back.
Good to be back.
Let's talk about smoking, shall we? Because there's a proposal on the table in New York City, where you're pretty much from, that it's already a pretty restricted place, right? Like, what, the last time you were in New York City, what were the smoking rules that you understood?
I mean, they got to a point where it's, you know, they banned smoking indoors in basically, you know, all public businesses and that sort of thing, you know, quite some time ago. I think there was an exception
for
cigar bars or, you know, hookah.
Isn't smoking also banned from, like, doorways and windows?
Yeah,
and, like,
certain public parks and that sort of thing. It's been banned in a lot of different places. And they added electronic cigarettes to their smoking ban as well.
That's fairly recent, right?
Yeah, and now my understanding is they've gone and taken this another step further. It's complete lunacy.
There's a proposal on the table, at least. I don't know if it has been approved at this point. We'll tell you more about that. 855-450-FREE. Smoking ban indoors. Is it coming soon to New York City? Maybe coming soon to a city near you if they do it in New York. It's Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live on this live Sunday edition of the program. Another proposed extension of the smoking ban. It's probably going to get even worse in New York City. And you knew it could get worse because they hadn't yet banned it from your house. But that may be coming. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. Then, also, I guess in a related story, apparently there's other news about how there already was another shocking smoking ban from the city streets of New York City that you didn't even know about, Chris, that had happened last year. So we'll get into that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We've got Skype as well, and tomorrow night we're going to do an experimental edition of Free Talk Live where we will only be taking Skype calls. So if you want to participate, make sure you got Skype installed on your smartphone, tablet, or your PC or Mac. Or Linux.
This is obviously the invisible hand of the market causing poor people to suffer, and as a libertarian, I endorse it.
I think that plenty of poor people have smartphones, Chris. I don't know if you've noticed that, but there's hobos that have smartphones. So they don't have to pay rent. So, hey, you know what? Speaking of getting on the internet on your smartphone or laptop or whatever, you need to protect yourself because your internet service provider is probably spying on you. They're probably logging all the websites you visit, all the search terms that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for several years in some cases, and then doing who knows what with them, turning them over to the government, selling them to corporations, mining them for your you know, personal information and data. You can stop that from happening with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They've got software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. You just go download. It's free to get started. They've got a free account. You can test it out. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, however, to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can do that with code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account, which, by the way, locks in that price for the lifetime of your account. So that's awesome. It's also a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Dave, listening in North Carolina to WSIC. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, Dave,
I thought I'd discuss the cigarette issue because I was born and raised in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
All right.
That's not hard, too hard to figure what our primary earning capacity was in that city, because I worked in tobacco from the time I was 7 years old. I would pick tobacco. I would haul tobacco. I would string it. I would hang it. I would cure it. You know, that's just what we did. That was our backbone of our economy here, other than textiles. And shortly after the textiles went to China and Japan and places like that, then they started cranking down on tobacco companies. And now I'm seeing cigarettes from the United Arab Emirates and Korea being sold here in the United States. Now, if they can manufacture those cigarettes so far away, ship them here, pay the taxes, and still make a profit, how are we benefiting from that?
Well, we're certainly not benefiting from it, right? I mean, it's a disaster trying to go out and, you know, overregulate industries to the point that they can't even operate, where it makes more sense to ship something from the other side of the planet to here than to take something from North Carolina is obviously something very, very wrong with your economic policies.
Well, yeah. See, the point is, it devastated a lot of people here who grew up through generations of tobacco growers back from the settlers' days.
I'm going to take the devil's advocate position here for you, Dave.
You did.
This isn't my viewpoint, okay? I'm just being the devil's advocate. Shouldn't you be feeling guilty, Dave, for being 7 years old and going around picking tobacco? I mean, you've contributed to the deaths of countless Americans and people around the world. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, it taught me a whole lot about logic, because they paid us $5 a day to work 12 hours. Now, that's child labor abuse, probably, but it taught me something very great about logic, because we got $5 a day. Plus, we got fed breakfast and we got fed lunch. And then at the end of the day, they told us that we could take home all the watermelons we could carry. Now, you're a logical individual, although you're a libertarian. How many watermelons, once you've got one under each arm, can you pick up?
Not very many. Now, why were there so many watermelons on a tobacco plantation?
Oh, they grew all kinds of food. Corn, cucumbers, everything. Tobacco wasn't the only commodity.
Gotcha.
But the point is, they've
And how old were
so
you, seven? You were 7 years old?
Yeah, when I started.
I can just imagine this seven-year-old trying to lug, like, five watermelons on his back and just...
you can't pick up that third one. That's farmer's logic.
Yeah.
You know,
but
so
don't you feel guilty? I mean, all these people smoking the product that you helped bring to their lungs, possibly resulting in emphysema and, you know, early death. Don't you feel guilty about that?
No, I got COPD myself, and it was my choice to start smoking. I didn't start smoking until I was 18, 17 years old, something like that.
Interesting.
But I worked in tobacco.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing was that everybody in my neighborhood worked at R.J. Reynolds, except my dad, who worked at Western Electric or Bell Labs. And it was kind of frowned upon if you did not buy some kind of R.J. Reynolds product, because that was our primary commodity in Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm.
A lot of peer pressure there to buy them products. When I started smoking...
Like,
I started smoking when I was like 13 years old. Okay. And, you know, dad smoked and I used to swipe dad's cigarettes. And this was like this big problem, you know. And then, you know, I ended up eventually buying my own packs and that sort of thing. And I remember realizing that I was addicted to nicotine. And
when did you realize that?
I by the time I was 14.
Okay.
And it was a unique feeling that I was like, oh, wait a second. I'm having this really uncomfortable feeling. Oh, it goes away when I smoke.
Mm.
And it's a thing that I still struggle with today.
Anybody
who's watching the studio camera sees me with my vaporizer here.
Right.
And, you know, I started the vaporizer like 3 years ago, but up until then, I was a hardcore chain smoker. I would just,
I imagine, because you're always on that thing.
Yeah, I was smoking like two cartons a week in Newport 100s, and it was a miserable thing that, like, I would wake up coughing every morning. You know, I'm certainly no athlete today, but back then, just to walk up the stairs was a crisis. You know, tobacco is certainly not something that I would encourage anybody to get into these days. It's not a good product. I even see people like, I think I'm going to try the e-cigarette and they're not smokers and I just want to smack their head off their neck. I'm like, are you a moron? You don't want a nicotine habit. But, you know, as the gentleman said, you know, it's a choice that people make.
Yes. And that's the right answer.
And to go and, you know, condemn people and ruin industries because, you don't like another person's personal choices,
right,
is a horrific thing to do.
Well, let me make one statement in closing.
Yes, sir.
I lived in Detroit also for 13 years. And, you know, if you lived in Western Salem, North Carolina, didn't use their product, it was the same as when I lived in Detroit from 77 to, a little bit past 90. If you didn't drive an American car. You know, I mean, if you were driving a Toyota in Detroit, you were frowned on, you know, because you weren't supporting the local economy.
Well, so, I can't say that anymore because we've all been compelled to pay for GM.
Hey, Dave, I thought it was interesting that, you know, you got this job at such a young age and that, you know, yes, it's child labor, but I think child labor working as a child builds a lot of good skills early on and helps people. I mean, don't you feel like you're a better person because you were working at a young age?
Well, I've never stopped working from the time I was 7 years old until I was 62. And finally, my doctor says, you've pretty much worn yourself out. Don't you think it's time to quit? Because I became a biochemist treating drinking water for the rest of my life once I graduated high school.
Well, that still sounds like work, right? I mean,
he said when he graduated high school, he did that until he was about 62, it sounds like.
Oh, I see.
And that's good. I mean, you know, I have a similar story. I mean, I was working on my dad's landscaping truck when I was very young, and, you know, it taught me, yeah, work.
Same thing with my life. I was working in my mom's thrift store at a very, very young age. Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Whether you want to talk about the smoking bans, tobacco, working as a child, tell your story here. 855-453. We're here live on Sunday night. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here to join us. Talk about the smoking ban that is being, well, proposed to be expanded in New York City. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
Also, let's see, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. There are lots of features on our site. We've also got the webcam, which is built into the same page as our chat room. So you can watch and you can listen and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time, all for free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The story from the Daily Caller. It's in a bunch of different places, New York Post, etc. DailyCaller.com. Just 6 months after claiming his family doesn't smoke pot inside the mayor's mansion, Democratic New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is going after residents who smoke tobacco in their own homes. Quote, "The health department is encouraging efforts for voluntary smoke-free housing initiatives," the mayor's office told the Daily Caller News Foundation in a prepared statement saying, quote, "Everyone benefits from smoke-free housing. Residents enjoy breathing cleaner, healthier air in their homes and in common areas, while owners see reductions in property damage and turnover costs," unquote. Though tobacco is a legal substance as opposed to marijuana, the mayor has sought to stop its use in as many areas around the city as possible. The latest plan is to get landlords and developers to voluntarily ban smoking in their resident buildings. The administration will select 4 advocacy groups who will be in charge of persuading property owners to put the bans on their residents.
This is almost worse than passing a law. They're going to go and bribe some advocacy groups to go and lean on landlords and that sort of thing.
Why is that worse?
I'm saying almost. It's not
okay.
It's not quite, but it's makes me angrier for some reason, right? At least there's like there's a legislative process, and you could say like there's some theory by which the city council is elected and represents the people's will, and then they go like, I think that's complete nonsense. Yeah. But at least there's that theory behind that, right? This is this bureaucrat going out and saying, well, I've got a couple of bucks to throw around. I've got an aesthetic preference, so I'm going to go get these hypocrite, nanny state losers to go around and lean on landlords, right? Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to give them tax incentives and stupid nonsense things for them to go around and be like, well, you know, I hate to see something happen to your business, right? I mean, this is literally what it comes down to. They're going to go and do these pressure groups. I hate them.
Yeah, when the government comes around and asks for voluntary compliance to some new program, look out. Because they're just testing the waters to see what will happen, in my opinion, what will happen if they go ahead and make it mandatory.
Well, exactly. I mean, you started to see, I mean, before they started banning smoking in restaurants and that sort of thing, I mean, you started to see restaurants sort of do that, right? In New York, they had compelled you to have, you know, if you were going to have people smoke in your restaurant, you had to have a smoking section and a non-smoking section. Mm-hmm. And the smoking section had to have all this equipment, all this air filter equipment put in. People spent tens of thousands of dollars, and not too long after that, they, you know, and then people started being like, I don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on equipment to have my to let people smoke in my restaurant. Screw them. And they just said no smoking in the restaurant, right? Mm. And then what did they do? They said, okay, all you people who pay tens of thousands of dollars to have all this air filter equipment now put into your restaurant, now you wasted all that money because we're going to ban smoking in all the restaurants anyway.
These groups that they're going to be, these four advocacy groups, will be getting paid $9,000 a piece, apparently. The plans to make the city more healthy and smoke-free comes from just 6 months after de Blasio was accused and admitted to smoking marijuana.
If the New York City government wants people to be more healthy, maybe they should stop gunning people down in the streets.
When asked in January by the D.C., the mayor denied that his wife, Shirlane McRae, or himself, have ever smoked the illegal drug inside Gracie Mansion, a taxpayer-funded home for the mayor. He did admit, however, to smoking pot back in his college years. The mayor said to laughter, no, I haven't smoked marijuana since I was at NYU. Blasio, however.
But he feels compelled to point out that the marijuana is not being smoked inside the mayor's mansion, which implies that there's marijuana being smoked outside of the mansion.
It certainly does imply that. And Blasio, however, did not elaborate on the last time his wife has smoked marijuana. The denial has been met with skepticism, with some in media seeking to find people who smoked with the mayor in recent years and others asking for him to resign.
I don't believe that de Blasio's wife is smoking marijuana.
Why not?
I don't know a lot of crackheads who smoke marijuana. They spend all their money on crack. I'm just assuming she's de Blasio's wife, right? I mean, she's got to be. There's something wrong with the woman, right? Right, walking around with meth mouth.
The revelation has even been used by opponents in his ongoing dispute with law enforcement. Former NYPD Detective Bo Deedle notes it may be true the couple didn't smoke inside the mansion. Deedle told the DC at the time, quote, what about in the backyard when he built the wall higher? A little birdie tweeted in my ear, someone from law enforcement told me that his wife is smoking pot. It's not the end of the world. The cop said. He continued to say, my belief
is not the end of the world for the mayor's wife. If somebody in the NYPD catches a hold of some poor SOB on the streets of New York, though, it is.
It's going to make life more difficult on him. Although, doesn't New York City have some level of decriminalization for cannabis?
I don't know exactly how. I think that you can have some amount without going straight directly to jail. Okay. But, I mean, even at that, like, even if you get charged with, like, an A misdemeanor in New York, the jails are a revolving door there. They got too many people going in all the time. So, I mean, look, you could do drugs in New York for a long time and get caught a whole bunch of times and not spend a whole lot of time in jail because the jails are always packed and they got to make room for people.
So, obviously, this guy is a hypocrite, but going on here, the mayor's office declined to comment on de Blasio's use of the drug. Whether he has smoked pot since college or not, the mayor seems destined to stop others from smoking tobacco. The plan to stop smoking at private residences is just the latest in a long health crusade, starting with Mayor Michael Bloomberg. As the New York affiliate of NBC News reports, between the two mayors, the city has banned smoking at bars, restaurants, and even on city streets and other public locations. With difficulty passing his bans through the law, de Blasio has found legal workarounds to advance his agenda. He said at a press conference in October, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, it is with that definition I am banning cigarette, cigar, and pipe smoking on city streets in all five boroughs. Secondhand smoke is litter, make no mistake. If I could declare cigarettes illegal, I would, but I can take steps to make sure no one on city streets has to see or breathe in their poisonous fumes." And you looked into this in further detail, Chris, and you found out that he has basically declared that the ashes, essentially, or the smoke or whatever that's coming off the cigarette.
Smoke is litter. That's what he's saying. He's applying the littering ordinance
right
to smoking. This is not an act of the city council where they came together and said it's now illegal to smoke on the streets of New York. This bureaucrat, this executive scumbag turned around and was just like, you know what? I think smoke is litter. So, NYPD, you see somebody smoking, give them a littering ticket.
It's ridiculous, but that is, I guess, his purview as the executive, right? I mean, he's the head of the executive branch.
No, it's not. That's nonsense. The city council passed an ordinance against littering, throwing garbage on the city streets. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different thing.
But he's saying ashes are garbage. I mean, it's unwanted refuse that's hitting the streets. I mean,
that's like saying chalk is graffiti.
That's true. While we're at it, let's just ban humans because they're constantly littering with dead skin cells going all over the place. I mean, what do you think dust is?
Oh, right? Yeah, you're creating dust mites and putting carbon dioxide all over the place and all of this terrible nonsense. These guys, de Blasio came in there after Bloomberg, and, you know, Bloomberg, don't get me wrong, was a maniac, right?
Yeah, sure.
And some people were like, okay, you know, at least he's not trying to ban sodas, right? But no. And he's like, no, smoke is litter. Nonsense.
Wait, wasn't it Bloomberg who banned the sodas?
Bloomberg banned the sodas, right. and then the state court said, no, you're a moron.
Oh,
you
they
can't
kicked
do
that back in his face?
Oh, yeah. They were like, you can't do that, you idiots. Because they didn't have the regulatory authority to even do it.
That's the thing. The governments will do this. And it's not just a New York City thing. They did this here in Keene, New Hampshire, where even if it's illegal, they'll do it anyway and then hope they don't get called on it. In the case of the smoke or the soda thing, they got called on it.
Right.
But if a government passes an illegal law or ordinance and nobody ever challenges it, then it's legal because it's just sitting there and it's being enforced and no one has said, hey, you should not do that. It's unconstitutional or whatever. So unfortunately, whenever they do these illegal things, then the people who care about those matters have to spend tens upon thousands of dollars to go to court, pay for attorneys just to try to get this illegal ordinance overturned. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Right. They're like disobedient children and drug addicts. They're just like, let me see what I can get away with today.
That's all it is. They did it here in Keene for the synthetic drug ban. They banned synthetic drugs in Keene, and during the conversation they actually had in the council chambers, they were given the legal advice that this would probably not hold up in court.
They were like, we'll take our chances.
That's exactly what they did. Oh, yeah, it's illegal? Well, let's just see what happens.
Well, we've got unlimited funds for lawyers.
Right.
No problem.
All right, there's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. The smoking ban. Are you ready to see smoking banned from inside people's homes? That's the proposal on the table in New York City. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.